The evening shadows lengthened. The sun was deep down on the horizon and dazzled her by its rays through the branches. The patches of light on the leaves on the ground around her trembled, like down from a colibri flying past.
The magpies fly from the little town and out over the forest.
"Just as long as they don't drop me here," thinks Sophie and holds on tightly.
Let's fly home and leave the vest with all of our other treasures," calls Dan to Doyle.
"No, I've got a better idea," Doyle replies. "Gaston the magician needs something to practice his magic on. We'll give the vest to him, and maybe he'll give us a treat in return."